Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Hola, hola, hola. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so incredibly grateful. Today we get to talk about the five best practices for Latina entrepreneurs. You know, there's always talk about best practices for other entrepreneurs, but how often have you heard the five best practices for Latina entrepreneurs, the ones that I call the mujerpreneur? My friends, amigas, did you know that Latina entrepreneurs have a lot to offer the business world? Hola, chicas. Y chicos, hey there, my name is Marty Angel, Latina Biz Coach, known to many as the Empowering Latina Coach. And today, I want to share with you the fact that Latina entrepreneurs have a lot to offer in this world of business, in this world of entrepreneurs, in this world of mujerpreneurs. And here's five little tidbits that you need to know as a Latina entrepreneur. First of all, you need to know that Latina entrepreneurs have a history of being successful in business. Latina entrepreneurs often have a strong work ethic. Latina entrepreneurs are often creative and have an innovative approach to problem solving. Latina entrepreneurs are often able to network better than other entrepreneurs. ¿Por qué creen? Because we like to party, porque nos gusta la fiesta, right? And lastly, Latina entrepreneurs are often good at customer service because we love to serve. That's kind of in our culture, ladies, ¿verdad? Being strong in business means that you want to make sure that you have all of these, that you understand, not that you have them, because you do have them, but that you understand you have these five qualities that gear you up for success. My friend, tú eres una mujer de éxito unbounded. You have gone through tremendous adversity to get to where you are today. You've got to, number one, believe in yourself. There is no question that starting and running a business is hard work. But it is especially difficult for Latinas who face greater challenges than their male counterparts. The Latinos don't have to fight as much as we do. They do still, but we have a longer trek ahead of us. Yet despite the odds, amigas, despite the odds, chicas, Latinas are thriving in 2022 as entrepreneurs. And you say, Marty, what's the secret to their success? Well, believe in yourself, mija. Many Latina entrepreneurs have overcome incredible hurdles, but they've done it because they believe in themselves, creer en sí misma, and in their businesses. They've also leaned on families and communities for support. Being Latina, familia is everything. Familia is everything. Es todo, es todo. So if you're thinking about starting your own business, remember this. Believe in yourself and don't give up. Don't give up. No le hace lo que te digan. No le hace lo que pienses tú en tu cabecita. Do not give up. With diligent work, I hate to say the word hard, with diligent work and a little luck, you can achieve anything. Tú puedes. As I always tell my daughters, tú puedes, mija, tú puedes. Si lo piensas, si lo estás pensando, es porque tú puedes. Diosito te puso eso en la cabecita para que salieras adelante. And number two, have a clear vision. Latina entrepreneurs, my friends, are on the rise. Ain't no stopping us now. According to the study by the National Women's Business Council, Latina-owned businesses have increased by 275% since 1997. Woo! Híjole. What's more, these businesses are growing faster than any group of businesses and any group of business owners in the United States. Mijita, quítense porque ahí te voy, right? So in 2022, we are seeing a magnificent growth. And with that growth, my friends, with that growth, we are needing more Latina coaches like myself. There are many reasons for this surge in Latina entrepreneurship. For one, Latina women are disproving the stereotype that they can't be successful in business. They're also taking advantage of opportunities to start their own businesses. Thanks to programs like Startup Chile and incubators like We Export in Miami and here, you know, Startup San Diego, and we're in San Diego, and Necessity.org, a microfinance lending company who is really focused on lending to the Latino market. My friends, with so many resources at our hands, we are going to grow fast and we're going to grow big. But in order to continue this trajectory of success, Latina entrepreneurs need to have a clear vision. What is your vision for 2022? We are in quarter two now. We're in quarter two of 2022. Y amigas, les pregunto, what have you decided that you're going to accomplish in this quarter? That means setting goals and planning for the future, both short-term and long-term. El futuro es tuyo, my friends. And remember that sometimes you need collaborative efforts in order to make it. But the number three thing is to be resilient. Latina entrepreneurs are a force to be reckoned with. Despite the obstacles they face, they are resilient and continue to open businesses at a higher rate than any other group in the United States. Aquí en los Estados Unidos, you got it, baby. Latina women have a unique perspective that is valuable in business. They're often bilingual, bicultural, which gives them a distinct advantage in the global economy. They also have strong family ties, which, my friends, is one of the things that is critical to success. The support that you get from your family and friends gets you through that thick and thin. Despite those challenges faced by Latinas in business, like I said before, they're thriving. Their businesses are growing faster. Tú eres fuerte, mujeres. Chicas, amigas, you got it, baby. You got it. You know, in my network marketing team, I love coaching everybody. And no, my team is not just Latinas. I'll take anybody who's willing to do the work, and you get me free as a coach. Or you could pay for me. I mean, that's okay too, right? And you get a lot of resources. But, you know, it's important that you understand how to network. And that's the number four thing. Networking is key for Latina entrepreneurs. Latina women in business must be proactive. And you've got to build a powerful network of colleagues, a powerful network of partners, a powerful network of collaborators and clients. According to the National Women's Business Council, networking is one of the most important activities women can do to promote their businesses. Networking provides access to new customers, partners, resources. It also helps you build relationships with others in your industry and to learn from those experiences. Mujeres, the best way to learn to network is to attend industry events, join associations, get involved in social media groups, or you can start your own network marketing group, like I started my mastermind group for six-figure income earners. So I worked a long time with five figures, but to get to from five figures to get to six figures takes a whole nother mindset and a whole different set of tools and, you know, mental abilities and changing that mindset. You've got to make sure you're going from that fixed mindset to a growth mindset. Really important. And remember, collaborations are the key to success, right? It takes a village, my friends. It takes a village. That's what I love about network marketing, is that I cannot be successful if I don't help you be successful. That's what I love about coaching. I can't be successful unless you are successful. And I've got to help you, and I'm committed to helping you get there. So remember, chicas, juntas podemos más. And the fifth, but not the last thing, is to stay focused. You know, I see so many people get derailed after time because, you know, they're thinking it's a get-rich-quick scheme. There isn't anything out there that is get-rich-quick. Stay focused. While it's important to have a general understanding of what your business is and does, it's also crucial to focus on the specific services or products that you offer. Trying to do too much can lead to confusion and among your customers and lack of clarity for you about what it is that your business does. What is it that your business does? What is it that your product does for me? Additionally, spreading yourself too thin can prevent you from giving each aspect of your business the attention that it deserves. When it comes time to start marketing your business, you've got to focus on just one or two products. My friends, I fought this tooth and nail all the time. All the time. I used to think, why can't I do everything? Well, I can't do everything, but I got to take it one thing at a time or two things at a time. And that's where I see a lot of people getting burnt out and falling off. So focus on promoting just one or two products or one or two services at a time and see how they do. Then you're going to go back to the blackboard, reevaluate, and once you have a good sense of what's popular and profitable, then you can start expanding your marketing efforts. Amiguitas, tienen que saber qué es lo bueno. Tienen que saber qué es lo bueno. Remember, being a Latina woman in business comes with its own set of unique challenges and advantages. For starters, there's the cultural advantage of being able to connect with customer in a way that others may not be able to. We, as ambicultural mujeres, we tend to see deeper. We're more emotional. We tend to see the big picture, but we can go deep inside también. Amigas, always remember that being bilingual and having multicultural roots are both excellent things to be proud of. That wasn't the case for me. I used to think that speaking Spanish was a detriment. I used to think that looking like I do was a detriment. I used to think that if I just told everybody I was born in the U.S. because I was, then they would see I'm American and I would be successful. But let me tell you, that ain't the case. And I know you ain't supposed to say ain't three times a day because it ain't proper, right? But let me tell you, they show that you are open-minded when you accept your multicultural and bilingual roots, mujeres. That means you're open-minded, and think about it. If you're open-minded, you, because you come from a different culture, living in this culture, you're ambicultural, you have a global perspective that others do not have. These qualities are essential in the increasingly interconnected world we live in. Está todo conectado. So, absolutely be proud of your ambicultural roots, your ability to be bilingual, and your passion to succeed. Mujeres, you know, as a Latina, we have a passion to succeed. We do things very, very saucy, sassy, and passionately. And as one of my favorite sayings goes, I want you to know, coming from me to you, go forth and prosper. Que tú sí puedes. So don't be afraid to let your Latinanes show. Do not be afraid. As always, I say, go for it, baby. Tú puedes, tú eres. Diosito te puso aquí para que ayudaras a otros. So, my friends, I hope that you found those five best practices for Latina entrepreneurs powerful for you. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, my listeners. And I also want to invite you to take the Entrepreneurial Archetype Quiz so you can begin to understand what your strengths are and how you can capitalize on your weaknesses and find collaborators whose strengths are what you need to help you and your other person succeed. Where am I going to take this quiz, Marty? Where's this Entrepreneurial Archetype Quiz? Well, it's a quiz that I put together because I found that so many people were having such a hard time. And it's kind of like, you know, dating, right? If I know who I am and what my strengths are, then I can go find somebody who compliments me, right? Now, you want to take this free quiz. May I remind you, it is a free resource. Es gratis. Tómenlo. Tomen este quiz. And it's at www.martyangel.com. That's Marty with an I. Martyangel.com. Take the quiz, find your archetype, and then reach out to me on social media. You can find me everywhere at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And let me know what your type is. And when you reach out to me, now, you've got to do the work here. When you reach out to me and let me know what your type is, I will give you a free 20-minute strategy session to help you move ahead, baby. Why? Because the more Latinas I can help to get to six figures, the better we are. Inspirándonos juntas y juntas podemos más. I hope you take the quiz and I hope I hear from you. Now, go out and have an hermoso día, una hermosa noche, whatever it is, wherever you are. And please, follow me on social, say hello, and remember that I'm always here for you. This is Marty Angel signing off. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful evening. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.